Been there, done that. It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our fallback edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, which means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And what a great show to listen to today. Everything you need to know and want to know about bed bugs, and we'll get back to that subject very shortly. But I want to let you know that phone lines are open. And if you have a question about bed bugs or anything to relate to animals, you can certainly call us this hour. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And you can send us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And let's see, if you want to know how to get a hold of Discreet Green and Janine and Princess Leia and their bed bug services, all you have to do is go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and on the homepage, you'll see a link will come up to Discreet Green. Just click on that. That will take you to the Discreet Green website, which I assume is probably something like discreetgreen.com.
No, it's actually spraybedbugs.com.
Spraybedbugs.com. That makes even more sense.
A very nice website, I might add.
Oh, thanks.
It's pretty. It's elegant.
Oh, well, thank
Spraybedbugs.com. And Mike, elegant.
As
I don't
elegant
know that I've heard
as a bed
word
bug
come
website.
Out of your mouth
well,
before.
Yeah, I mean, I look at a lot of websites, and I have clients that I do website design for.
Uh-huh.
And the kind of the rule today is you just busy it up with so much stuff. And when I say elegant, what I really mean is it's a little more simple. It's a little more thoughtfully laid out. It's not just so much visuals coming at you that you kind of get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And it's also very intuitive, which matters.
Well, you can thank my dad for that. My
good
dad
job.
Is highly dyslexic, and simpler is just better. So,
well, that's good.
That's how
and
I like
by
operate.
The way, that
simple
reminds
works.
Me that Animal World, we're getting a new website.
Yeah, soon.
That yeah. Well, Rhonda's from Indigo Dog, our web mistress, is has been in San Antonio on vacation this last week, and when she gets back, she's going to start creating a new website for Animal World because she finally has kicked me in the butt. Animal World was the first website that she did when she started Indigo Dog, which I can't even tell you is how many years ago. But she said, Martha, and you know me, creature habit, you just got to drag me kicking and screaming. She said, we need to redo your website because it's not supported anymore. She said, I'm having trouble dealing with it. And so I said, okay, well, I understand that support business because, you know, I finally got a Mac instead of a PC.
Yay.
And, oh, that was a really good thing to do. So, okay, so anyway, she's going to be rebuilding. So she'll be creating a new site. At any rate, let me tell you that lots of good things on the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. And click on current events for all the good current events stuff. And scroll down to see my Christopher Robin, my little Robbie I'm picking up tomorrow. His pictures are there. And he's so cute. So cute. Oh, and I think I'm going to have the first male golden that doesn't want to get dirty. There's 10 in his litter. And all 10 of them go outside and 9 of them come back trashed. Like normal goldens, Robbie comes in all clean. He doesn't like to get dirty. How cool is that? A clean male golden. Whoa,
that's great.
I can't believe it. So anyway, I'm picking him up tomorrow. And click on, there's contact information for me. You can send an email to contact Martha or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. If you click the Animal World link for sending an email, that gets to us during the show, but does not get to me during the week. And if you need to mail something through the U.S. Postal Service to Animal World, mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Wa. 98272. Remember, I write a regular column in the New Spirit Journal, and you can pick it up for free at lots of outlets around the Pacific Northwest. You can have a subscription mailed to you, or you can read it online, and you can get the back archived because I am in the middle of a series. I just wrote the conclusion Thursday, so that will be in the December issue, and it's like a five-part series of you know, when it's time to say goodbye and letting go of our animal friends and that whole process. And so if you or anyone you know may have to deal with that, and of course we all do when we have animals, you might want to read my series. So it's www.newspiritjournal.com, newspiritjournal.com. And let's see, Janine, Discreet Green, we did the website, but I also assume that people can call you.
Absolutely.
So what is the Discreet Green phone number?
It is 206-95-GREEN is the easiest way.
And 95-GREEN.
Yeah, or 206-954-7336.
206-954-7336, or just remember 206-95-GREEN. All righty then. So as unpleasant as it is, we've said, by when is everybody going to have a bed bug experience?
Same within 5 years.
Within 5 years, everyone will have a bed bug experience.
On the planet.
And everybody on the planet. So if you would like to be one of those that gets your bed bug experience today, you need to know about bed bugs so that you don't bring them home. And so we've talked about if you go to a hotel room, put your luggage in the bathtub. That's the only place it's safe because that's the only slippery surface that they can't get into while you check the room. And Janine's been showing us these really creepy pictures of bed bugs in the Kathy said, I just got in the room. Let me see the creepy pictures. So Kathy's now seeing the creepy pictures of the bed bugs in the roll of the mattress. You look at the roll and you see it looks like little blood spots. And, mm-hmm. and sometimes you can actually see the bugs. They're yeah. big enough to see with your eyes.
Some of them are.
Some of them are. Mm-hmm. And then so you look around the mattress and
the headboard, picture frames above the bed.
And you can like Janine brought us these nice little
thank you
little what do we call these things?
Gift bags
of card and literature. But there's a little poof bottle. I love the green, the bright green.
Thank you.
Safe and Sane. It says all natural, non-toxic bug spray and insect spray. And it's cedar oil, which you have to be careful with your, you know, dog and cat friends. Cedar oil, it can be toxic.
And especially birds.
And especially
not
birds.
Good for birds.
Not good for
whatsoever.
Birds. But it controls bed bugs, fleas, ticks, mites, flies, mosquitoes, ants, and lice. Now, and this spray is available through Discreet Green?
Absolutely. Or just give me a call. You know, if I'm local, I mean, I know how the economy is. I really try to price everything very economy friendly. And
good
if
for
I
you.
Can ever help people, you know, I do.
All right. And we're going to talk more about what do you do? Because you said you're busy, and I'm talking to her. Sometimes she said, "Well, I'm going to Bellingham. We're on the ferry. So you go all over the place.
Sheridan, Wyoming, Vegas, Portland. We're starting to branch out into Portland. There's a big need for it down there. And
well, okay, but,
yeah,
but all right, let's stick with the spray here, the bed bug and insect spray. For anybody that travels, I mean, I'm glad to have. I think mm-hmm. you take this with you. You put your luggage in. The bathtub, but why not just poof it anyway? You know,
spray it before you give it to the airline.
That's always a good idea. Well, yeah, because we thought about in cargo holds and mm-hmm. places and other luggage that may have been in bed bug areas. So spray your luggage before. Now, would that, if you sprayed it before you load it, would that repel?
It'll repel, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so spray your luggage before and then check out the room, but then you could poof the luggage rack. And mm-hmm. Not the legs of the luggage wrap, it's the fabric straps that they'll be in because they'll
Correct.
Just hang there and wait for another
victim.
Yeah, so you can have that sort of thing. Now, then let's talk about... And this spray is available through Discreet Green.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if you're traveling all over the place, obviously there's a place that is training bed bug dogs like Princess Leia.
Correct.
But there aren't that many around yet, right?
No, I mean, there's several in the Seattle area.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, some are better than others, obviously.
Ah,
I've had other handlers tell me that she's the best that they've ever seen. Like, she's super aggressive when she hunts. And,
oh, Princess Leia.
Oh, yeah. We call her the Bed Bug Slayer.
Yeah, Princess Leia, the Bed Bug Slayer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So she happens to be particularly good at this. Okay, so mm-hmm. a bed bug sniffing dog is not a bed bug sniffing dog is not a bed bug sniffing dog.
No.
The individual working ability varies. Now, one might think, well, see, that's why, Martha, working dogs have to be kenneled and they can't do anything else but work or otherwise they won't work.
I wonder.
That's not the case. We're wondering, maybe it's the opposite.
Right.
Because the first thing Janine did was a session with Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive to find out if Princess liked what she was doing. And Princess said she loved it and she wanted to work and she was smarter than the people that said she won't work if she gets treats and all of that.
And attention.
So, So Princess lives as your companion and
Absolutely.
Your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
She goes everywhere with you. You can see, if you were here, folks, you'd see that she's spoiled rotten. And she's in her little princess outfit and in her little princess bed here mm-hmm. curled up. And you take her everywhere and she eats regular food and she does get treats. She doesn't have to work for everything. Or do you have to restrict that?
Well, you know, she
Fine line
pretty
there?
Much, yeah, you know, on occasion... I'll go ahead and feed her, but only because Kim said that she can handle that. You know, she said she's smarter than that. And so on occasion, you know, I'll like, here, have some food, but generally always working. I mean, as far as getting food. So,
Oh, so does she earn most of her food then?
Absolutely.
Because, well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Because when she searches, if she finds bed bugs, she gets a treat?
She gets her food.
Her reward. Mm-hmm. So obviously, if you're working, you say there's a huge call for this, and you're
yeah.
traveling all over the place
yep.
to do it, and because she's really good,
mm-hmm.
if you're doing this full time and she's getting rewarded all the time, she could blow up like a little blimpola.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she gets measured out food, you know, morning and night.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if we're working all day, I mean, that's the other thing. I will only work her about 4 hours a day. You know, 4 to 6. And she tells me, some days she's got an hour in her. We have to reschedule people.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I'm not going to send a dog out that's going to do a subpar, you know, for a client.
Well,
it's
that's
just,
good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so if she says she's not up to working today.
Yep. And some days.
Then you reschedule. So
yep.
you won't go do a job just
no.
to do it and take the
no,
money
no.
if you don't
Mm-mm.
feel that she's working up to par.
No, absolutely not.
Well, that's good to know.
And
that's good to know.
There are some handlers that work their dog 8 hours a day, mm-hmm. every day, nonstop. And
which maybe is why they don't work as well.
Right. I know. I mean, I don't want to be the person on the 8th hour getting a dog that's been sniffing all day that's exhausted.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, you go not only, well, you live in the greater Seattle area.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you work the area around here. But now how far do you actually travel with her on a regular basis to do bed bug sniffing?
You know, if the numbers are right, like we had a hotel in Sheridan, Wyoming, that couldn't get a dog to come out for 4 weeks, I think, out
oh.
in Colorado. And so they called us and they said, you know, would you be able to fit us in and how much would it cost?
And you flew to Wyoming, huh?
We drove.
You drove? Oh,
yeah.
You drove to Wyoming.
Sure.
Good for you.
We stopped by the Lakota Indian Reservation, which is very close to my heart. So stopped by there and visited with them and talked
how
to them
fun.
About bed bugs as well. And so.
Well, how fun. All right. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We have to stay on schedule this hour, because it is the last hour of today's show. So listen, pay attention. Without them, there's no us. Support them, thank them, and stay with us, because more bed bugs. And Princess still, we have to have her search for our bed bugs. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Let's talk about your pet's food. Did you know that there's a dog food available that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5? Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. Did you know that there's a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption? Canine Caviar is that food. Canine Caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine Caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making Canine Caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine Caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. Canine Caviar is available only at independent pet retailers, or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 1-800-392-7898. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. In Clover is introducing a new canine skin and coat supplement called Glow.
Glow is a revolutionary new soft chew clover-shaped supplement that gets into the root issues of optimal skin and coat health. Glow combines a complete blend of clinically tested DHA Gold Omega-3, biotin, and zinc, along with a bioavailable and tasty nutrition from the whole fresh eggs to allow Glow to work from the inside out to nourish and soothe our dog's skin. Get Glow for your dog's comfortable skin and shiny coat. Go to inclover.com for more information and where to buy. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
What does a dog have to do? I've been telepathically telling my owner that one of Robin Alexis's very special gifts is she's an animal communicator. But my owner just won't hear me. I hope Robin hears my thoughts. She will tell people about it. I know that Robin will tell owners that she can talk to animals, whether they're deceased or alive. Robin is an animal communicator. She can talk to horses and dogs and cats, birds, snakes, you name it. She would love to help us out. I hope my owner makes an appointment for an animal communication session with Robin Alexis. How about Robin Alexis's half-hour special for $125? My owner, you gotta hear this. I could talk to you if you just book an appointment with Robin Alexis. Call 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Or go right on Robin's website, robinalexis.com, and schedule your appointment. Owner, I want to talk to you. Book an appointment with Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's fallback edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we are talking with Janine Fiorito, owner of Discreet Green, and Princess Leia, the bedbug-sniffing beagle, is sniffing around the studio looking for the bedbugs that I hid, although we, you know, we had to wake her up from a sound sleep, and we're not quite convinced that she's ready to work yet, but she's looking. And, of course, the first place she indicated was the bag that Janine carried the bed bugs in, even though they're not in there
the
anymore, there
scent.
Would be a residual scent there. So we'll see if she ends up finding them or not. But Janine, and we are, if you have questions about bed bugs, 360, calling me at home won't do you any good. How about if you have questions about bed bugs or anything about animals you want to talk to us about, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free, 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. I did remember to try to call my brother. Called his cell phone, didn't answer. He's probably in church. But if he gets it in time, he'll call us because he, of course, is the head of tourism for Seattle. So we'll find out, did anybody or is the industry doing anything related to that? Now, we've had some calls and Ajie's posting some questions. Janine, it says, if someone traveling finds bed bugs themselves, will keeping the lights on in the room all night keep the bed bugs from biting them?
No.
No.
I mean, they're attracted to
they're attracted to the warmth, the humid.
Yeah,
it has nothing
CO2.
To do with lights on or lights off. So it's
not
like you turn off the lights and they say, oh, time to come out. And they only come out because your warm body's in the bed.
Yep, absolutely.
And they're hanging around the bed and they come to eat you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you, second question, do you treat molds too in the same way or differently? What do you mean? Do you
molds?
Treat mold? Mold as in mold? I don't know. She's holding up a box of something. Card.
Get on the mic.
Yeah, you know, Ajie, you can talk to us, you know. We don't.
You
I'm
can
not good
spray
at sign
some
language.
Molds with that, and it will deter the molds as well. That's, I think, what she's asking.
The bug, bed bug spray.
It will work on some molds,
It will kill some molds.
Some molds, yeah.
But that's not what its intended use is.
It's just kind of a nice side effect.
And you as a company don't treat mold.
No.
No.
Okay. I as a company really don't apply the product. Just to be more economically friendly to people, you would rent the fogger yourself, go ahead and treat your place. You know, I have a sheet
Okay. So if we you suspect you have bed bugs, or you know you have bed
have
bugs.
Have Princess come in, right?
What we could call Janine, and you would bring Princess to the home, and you don't have big signs on your truck, so that's why it's discreet green. We don't tell anybody while we're there.
No uniforms, no nothing.
But once she goes in and then indicates where the bed bugs are, then what do you do? Do you get rid of them?
Well, I mean, I offer people a couple different options. I mean, I do all natural, non-toxic products. So say that she hits on a sofa, go ahead and we can heat treat the sofa. Or you could actually rent the industrial fogger, put the Safe and Sane product in it, treat it yourself.
An industrial fogger, I'm not familiar with that. I remember, years of flea things. We used to use flea in a little aerosol canister
that
you'd turn on and leave the house. Not that kind of fogger.
No, it's a handheld fogger. It has an on-off switch. You plug it in. You can actually drag it around the house, and you can go ahead and treat, the cracks up in the ceiling.
So you spray this fog, specifically directed at places.
Right. Yeah.
I see.
It's a little, you can be more direct in exactly what you're treating, so...
And do you recommend wearing some kind of mask when you are treating?
You can, only because, anything that you're exposed to over a period of time, obviously. And if you have a cedar allergy, absolutely not for you. And then if people don't want to do it themselves, I have a great list of referrals of pesticide companies that I feel like they kind of, customer service-wise, do the right thing. So.
Yeah, well, they were up here, Princess, but they're not up here anymore.
She's being very thorough. She's come over here. Actually, she looked at my lunch and my stomach dropped.
Oh, I'm sure.
No, I thought she might have found bed bugs in my lunch. Wouldn't that be something?
She found a lunch.
No, I didn't put the bed bugs in your lunch.
Well, I wouldn't. I'm convinced you haven't. But at first, there was a little doubt.
I see.
A little doubt. Not a lot.
All right. So.
But she is going to town.
Mm-hmm.
Leia is on the job. She
now
is working.
She's taking a scratch break.
We all do that.
But so once we know you have them, then the options are treat it yourself, buying the bug spray, or renting the fogger, so you fog the areas. The other way is if it's specific pieces of furniture that will fit in the heat tent.
Right, which the heat chamber.
The heat chamber can come to you.
Right, absolutely. And it's completely collapsible, so it's easy to move in and out. It'll fit in most places. It's the only one on the West Coast.
Oh, you have the only heat chamber?
I have the only one on the West Coast.
What is the size of
and
the heat chamber?
And it's 8 foot by 8 foot by 7 foot.
So big. A big couch or something, or a bed?
Oh, yeah, couches, beds. You can even put all, in at the same time.
And clothing and all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely anything. We do TVs, computers, cell phones. Bed bugs love electronics. Love them. Nice and warm, good place to hide. Nobody can really find them in there. So
yuck. And then you said you can put your clothes just through a normal dryer cycle, and the heat in a normal dryer cycle will kill them.
Yeah, I come from some places that you really don't want to know about that. I'll go in my back door right into the dryer, everything, my shoes, everything, I actually usually, give Princess a good little spray around her legs and stuff. And people worry about transfer. It's as looking for bed bugs, it's difficult to transfer. I mean, it's not like when you sit on a bed, they're like, wow, swarm. They don't do that. They don't want to be bothered.
Because I remember once. I went to an animal seminar, and it was at someone's private home, and it was in a room. It was a separate building from the house, as I remember. It was in a room carpeted like a rec room, carpeted and seating. And we went in to the room and all sat down. They apparently hadn't been in there for quite a long time. And we're sitting around, and the seminar is starting, and I start itching.
Uh-oh.
And I start itching, and OMG, this is like one of my worst flea experiences. Now, I had on shoes, and then I had on knee-high socks, and they were red. I don't know why. Red knee-high socks and jeans. And I started itching on, you know, my upper legs, and the itching was moving up my body inside my clothes. I lifted up the leg of my jeans, and my God, the red knee-high socks, they were black. They were covered with fleas. And unlike Mike, who said mosquitoes don't bite him, I mean, fleas are very attracted to me, apparently. And I don't know why I was the magnet. Nobody else in the room. I either was sitting, you know, because I was sitting in a chair, so they were coming at my legs, in the place of the room where all the fleas were. But there were hundreds, and they can, and I had to leave the room. I had to go into the house, had to take off all of those clothes and put on. And it was awful. So, you know, and that's how I've always checked an environment for fleas. I've put on white socks, and then you go walk around on the carpet and stand in places, and they are attracted to the light, and so you see them jumping on your socks. But so, Janine, you're saying that bed bugs don't quite operate in the same way. First of all, I don't think they hop like fleas do.
No, they don't jump, they don't fly.
So you can't go stand around in white socks and then look for bed bugs. That works for fleas, but not bed bugs. But then on the other hand, you have a little trappy thingy here.
I do.
That is similar, you know, so sometimes you can set up a trap for fleas that has a light and they jump into it.
I actually have some of those.
Yeah, that fleas. But so what's this little trappy thing?
So this little, it's called a monitor. It's a Susan McKnight monitor. And what you do is you'd put a leg of your bed on all four legs.
Because it's like a flat dish with maybe a half to three quarter inch rim, and then there's a rim inside the rim, because you said they can't climb up plastic.
A slick surface. So there's actually baby powder around this whole thing.
Oh.
So, but on the outside edge is some tape so that they can crawl into it, but they can't crawl out of it. So when you put the leg of the bed in the middle, they can crawl from the bed down.
Uh-huh.
They get stuck in there. So that way you can tell if they're coming from the bed trying to branch out.
Or if they're coming from outside trying to get in.
So it kind of gives you an idea of, one, how big the infestation may be.
How long do you have to put a trap like that in place to know there are or are not bed bugs?
You know, I have some under my bed all the time, just in case, you know. I mean, it's, you know, something to think about. I catch little spiders in there, which I cannot stand. I'm afraid of spiders. Bed bugs, no problem. Spiders, no way.
Yeah, I've worked out my spider karma. I get along well with them and bees. But I also have Abyssinians who are bug. You know, if you're a bug in my house, you don't last for long.
Great,
because you get et real fast.
So you know, it's just an inexpensive way to kind of get an idea of where they're coming from or coming to.
Now, what about if you have dogs or cats in your house? Do bed bugs get on animals like fleas do?
It is a huge infestation. I mean, it would
be. Do they bite animals?
Huge. Or say that you went away for 2 weeks and the dog was the only thing left in the house. You know, then they can possibly go after. But like I said, they're super lazy. They don't want something that's going to, you know, disturb them. And when we're laying there sleeping, we're doing nothing.
Right.
You know, we're sitting on the couch watching TV. We're doing nothing. So the animals are always scratching. They're always getting up, moving around. But it's a difficult meal for them to get through all the fur and the hair and stuff like that. So,
okay. So, well, we've just said bed bugs are lazy. Who knew?
Hyper lazy.
Now,
do you put anything in this trap, or is it just...
It's just the baby powder.
Just, are they attracted to the baby powder?
No, but after they mate, the females leave, because the males get really aggressive after they mate. Mm. So so that's why it's kind of a good monitor. Yeah. And that's how they spread. I mean, as soon as they mate, the females take off, and there you go. So, and we've been finding, too, I've had a lot of calls lately on a lot of the homes that have been repossessed or foreclosed on, people moving into a situation where they think they got their dream home, and all of a sudden they're getting bit the first night that they're there because there hasn't been food. Bed bugs can go 12 months between feedings.
Uh-oh.
How scary is that?
12 months between feedings, so they can just hang out until more warm bodies show up.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that delightful?
Yeah. Yep.
So that might be another reason why we might want to hire Princess Leia would be buying a new house before you move in. Have Janine and Princess Leia come and sniff the house before you move anything in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would
absolutely.
Be.
And I have apartments that, you know, we're on call for when they have X amount of empty ones, they have us come in and check so that that way the apartment manager can say, hey, you know, this place is bed bug free. And if they come in, you know, potentially you're the one that brought them in.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it in leases before.
Uh-huh. They're starting to do that now.
You will be held responsible in every way if you leave that apartment and there's bed bugs.
Yeah. And Oregon has completely gone that way. And it's just starting to change here. They're trying to get things changed because the landowners, you know, the landlords are just tired of having to pay tens of thousands of dollars. And we have a place on Capitol Hill that we just did. And out of 35 apartments, 26 are infested because one guy didn't want to say anything. You know,
that's a local apartment, folks. 26 out of how many apartments were infested?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. So, you see, we can't sweep this under the carpet anymore. Bed bugs are a problem.
Yep.
And they are apparently all around us.
Well, in New York now is like number 5 on the list, and Ohio is number 1 as far as.
Wow, but do they drown? 'Cause like maybe,
yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
We know they can get heated to death, but maybe they can get drowned.
Yeah.
Now, you also, besides this little trappy thingy you have to test, you know, for bed bugs, you've got a, that looks like a mattress encasement you were talking about.
Yep, absolutely.
And then I said, well, I have a Tempur-Pedic mattress and it has an encasement,
mm-hmm.
but you said they don't get into foam mattresses.
No, they're not. Yeah,
yay!
I know.
Okay, well, it's advertised Tempur-Pedic. I love my Tempur-Pedic mattress. Could get in the
they're
bed
great.
Frame, though, like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just because they can't get in the bed doesn't mean that they're going to be like, hey, let's leave this house. It's just, you know, the next chair over. It's the clock radio sitting next to your nightstand.
Oh, they go in clock radio. Well, you said they like electronics.
Love it.
Oh, my goodness. Now, well, does Leia get that specific when she's really working?
She can. I mean, she's caught them traveling through the walls. Before, you know, in a light socket. If they're close enough in that light socket, she can smell them for sure.
Yeah, and she was over here being very thorough around computers and processors. And I mean, she spent a lot of time over here sniffing around, sticking her head down underneath and just checking it out.
Well, she needs to come over to my side. Hint, hint.
I'll have to grab her.
Maybe she'll find.
But
yes,
the great thing with the encasements, especially the ones that I sell, like I said, I don't mark mine up. These would sell at retail box stores.
We're talking
stores.
A mattress encasement.
Yes.
This is like a pillowcase for your mattress that zips.
Right. It zips all three sides, so it gives you full coverage. They're hypoallergenic. They're breathable. They're waterproof. So they're actually going to extend the life of your mattress. I myself just spent $1,000 on a mattress.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. And the first thing I did, actually, I got it at the Macy's clearance thing where somebody got it and decided after a week they didn't want it or they ordered it and didn't take it. So I told the guys when they delivered it, this is not going into my house until these are put on. So I went ahead and installed them and they've been on there and they're great. And that way you're not sweating through the mattress, breaking down all the materials that are in there. You know, so it will extend the life of your mattress. And if you have any allergies, they're hypoallergenic.
So it's called Protect a Bed,
uh-huh.
and you sell them.
I do.
So any size mattress?
Yeah, any size mattress. We have crib encasements. We have pillow encasements. But the box stores, like say that a queen size, I sell for $130. The box stores sell them for $250.
Same thing. So you're just selling them at your cost. You're not making any money.
Yeah, I don't mark them up.
Bless your heart.
Like I said, I mean, I understand how the economy is, and I really do try to help.
All right, well, let's. Like I said, we've got to stay on time. So we were going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the show today. So listen up, pay attention, support them, thank them. They're the reason that we're here. When we return, we'll find out more from Janine, what other kind of stuff you can get through Discreet Gearing, and make sure you understand all the services and how to get a hold and all that good stuff. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Let's talk about your pet's food. Did you know that there's a dog food available that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5? Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. Did you know that there's a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption? Canine Caviar is that food. Canine Caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine Caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making Canine Caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine Caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. Canine Caviar is available only at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 1-800-392-7898.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Worried about bed bugs? Discreet Green is committed to bringing you products that are completely all-natural, non-toxic products that are safe for the environment, offering affordable heat treatments, mattress encasements, bed bug monitors, and safe and sane bed bug sprays and foggers. Bed bugs don't stand a chance. You can also have their highly trained bed bug detection dog, Princess Leah, the bed bug Slaya, sniff them out. They want to serve you in an eco-friendly way. Call them at 206-95-GREEN or online at spraybedbugs.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I'm delighted to tell you that Princess Leia, the bed bug Slaya, she found the bed bugs in the studio. I had tucked them into a cabinet behind us over here. And boy, when she got to that corner, the first thing she did is paw the area. Then she sat and looked at Janine. And Janine said, "Show me." She went back over and pawed and start pawing and pawing and then sat. And then she got her food reward. But that's exactly where they were. And now Kathy is looking at bed bugs in a little vial. They're pretty creepy, huh? Ooh. Yeah. Did you see them, Mike?
I did. They just give me the willies.
I know. It's like, oh.
Actually, seeing them live doesn't bother me so much. Those pictures are just, they're kind of
really
traumatic.
Yeah, the pictures are pretty gross. But it shows you the picture of the eggs and and the little blood spots and how to what they look evidence of bed bugs look like on mattresses and stuff. So it's actually helpful to see, but it's not pleasant to look at. So we've determined the discreet green. We can, of course, hire Princess Leia, the bed bug Leia, to come and check out your home before you move in, or to locate bed bugs if you think you have them. You can also hire through discreet green. You can get the little bed bug traps that you put your bed legs in, so you can tell if you've got bed bugs coming out of your bed or bed bugs coming in from around the area to try to get to the bed. You can get the Protect-A-Bed mattress encasements, which Janine sells at her cost. She does not mark them up, so about 50% off from most retail outlets.
Absolutely.
You also have the an all-natural bug spray and insect spray. It's the cedar oil, so you got to be careful with birds, and you have to be careful with your dog and cat friends, but you know it's better than toxic chemicals. One can buy the sprays from you, and these little poof bottles. Now, I think those are probably legal to take on a plane with you.
Those ones are.
Yeah, the smaller ones, so you can have one with you to poof your luggage and so forth. And then you can also rent the foggers from you. And you also have the heat chamber, which is 8 feet by 8 feet by 7 feet. So anything that will fit into that chamber can be heated to kill. And did you say you have the only heat chamber on the West Coast?
On the whole West Coast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've found that I've had so many clients that have traveled abroad that just call me to do a one-time treatment of their stuff. I mean, I had one client in Medina where they said they stripped naked, left everything in the garage, and ran to the house.
Oh, my. Because they knew they had encountered bed bugs.
Yeah, they had them in Spain. Like, through their whole trip, she said they battled them. I mean, it's not much of a vacation if, you know, you're battling bed bugs. So it's good to bring the spray along, you know, before you have the problem.
Yeah. And, you know, and so if you're just joining us, if you're going into a hotel or a motel room or someplace you're unsure of, Janine's advice is take your luggage, put it in the bathtub, because the bed bugs can't get into the bathtub. They can't do slippery surfaces. Right. And then you can check the room. Luggage racks are apparently a common area to find them, because if they get off another piece of luggage, they can't go down the legs, so they stay in the fabric straps. Right. So you spray the straps top and bottom with your bug spray before you put your luggage on the racks. And then Janine says she tears apart beds to check, to be sure.
Well, a guy that I recently had been dating, we just went to a wedding a while back, and in Atlanta, 5-star, moved the mattress off the box spring, and there's a blood trail. And I said, well, call the bellman, we're switching rooms. You know, and
so just, how many rooms did you tear apart before you found a
The second room was fine. I mean, I try to tell people that, you know, you just have to assume that almost every hotel on the planet has a problem, but it only may be one room.
Oh, okay.
It may not be a big problem. So, you know, you just have to be hyper.
Well, and if you didn't hear our stories, just yesterday, Janine attempted to check clients in flying back in from out of the country with bed bugs into a hotel room where they could do the heat chamber, and three rooms in that middle-of-the-road hotel in Seattle, three rooms infected. And then you were just talking about an apartment, Capitol Hill, 26 apartments in the building infested. So it isn't a problem that you just see elsewhere. It is here. It's everywhere. You need to pay attention so it does not become a problem for you. And I would imagine that there's more people with problems than we know about, because it's not a problem people want to talk about.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, do you want to tell your friends you got bed bugs? I mean, it's like they never want to see you again or they won't come to your house. And come to think about that, if nobody says anything, thinking, I don't want to go anywhere anymore. It's like,
with the
I'm
holidays,
just staying home.
The holidays coming up. I mean, you're going into friends and family's houses. And I mean, I have clients that have problems and they're trying to take care of it. And they're like, well, you know, everybody's planning on coming to our house, you know. And I'm like, well, make sure everything's 100%. So we usually, you know, we're going to go in and do an inspection before people come into their house.
Which is a good thing. Unfortunately, they're not like fleas, though, that just jump on you as soon as you're there. And Kathy, did you have something that you wanted to say or ask about?
Well, it just makes sense to me why I see at the airport luggage wrapped in plastic.
Oh, yeah, we didn't realize why it's wrapped in plastic.
Now I see why.
So do you recommend that when you're traveling, to just wrap your luggage in plastic?
I mean,
everywhere you go?
You can. Or you can just go ahead and spray it as well.
Spray it. Yeah. That might be an easier way. Mm-hmm. Aj, you had something?
Yeah, I have about three things. I'll try to be quick. One is, how long does the spray last when you put it on your luggage? Do you need
Good
to spray
question.
Like every 4 hours? Another question is, I see you have a couple things about monitoring, a couple monitors. I'd like to hear a little about that. And the third thing is, I had heard rumors that when you buy used furniture, that's a good source and... Okay, whatever you have to say, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have...
So how long does the spray last?
It has a residual of about 2 to 3 days.
2 to 3 days mm-hmm. on the spray.
Yeah.
Okay, what about monitors?
We have different types of monitors. Obviously, we have the Ignite one, which is great to monitor, anything coming to and from the bed. We do have a couple that do have attractants. We have one that is actually a local company in Woodinville that has a 24-hour monitor that you can slip in between the mattress and the box spring when you do travel. So I've actually carried those a few times to different places.
So,
it has a little CO2 pack, which is what they're attracted to, and a little like a hand warmer pack that you activate and put in there. So it'll attract the bugs if there's any in there. So it's a good way to monitor. But with the spray, I mean, like Samuel L. Jackson, he uses it. Because he's traveling all the time, Ken Griffey Jr., Bill Russell, and they've been in the Emmy goodie bags a couple of times. The NBA All-Stars, we've given them out there. So
you just take the spray in and spray stuff, and then you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it come in a larger size?
It does. This is our little travel size, that you can take on the planes. I've actually been sitting in first class myself and felt itchy all over the bottom of my legs, like I'm getting bit. Break it out and just spray my legs, And it's a cedar scent. It can be strong at first. It does dissipate quickly. And then the itching stops. So,
And then a larger size you could pack in your luggage.
Yeah, or I tell people to, I have one in my backpack right now that I just carry with me. We were going over on a ferry one day to do an inspection. She was itching. I rolled her over and there was a flea. Grabbed it, sprayed it, threw it out the window. So, one hop and fleas are done. So,
I'd say my little bottle's going in my purse. And then what about used furniture?
Used furniture. So, I love to thrift store shop. I love it. It's fun.
I used to.
But I also have a dog that I can make her sniff it before it goes into my car. So, that's
it's
dangerous. I know. But it is very difficult because we do have a lot of cases. I mean, I have one in Port Orchard where they went to a yard sale to a really nice neighborhood and got a brand new couch, and now they're infested.
Mm.
Brand new couch. I mean, you just don't think of it. I actually got a back massager, one of the little handheld ones. It was brand new in the box at Goodwill, brand new. And she hit on it. Oh. So it's in the garbage. I was like...
Wow. So what about, you've gone to a garage sale, a brand new couch, and there's bed bugs in it. Just spraying the outside of the couch is probably not going to kill the bed bugs, is it?
I mean, you can absolutely with the industrial fogger because it has enough force to take and get through the dust screen on the bottom. I mean, you can treat it that way, but the heat is really the best way. And, the people that I just treated their stuff yesterday, they wanted the dog to go and sniff their stuff. Well, I mean, they had... tons of stuff and little tiny pieces of stuff, and it just takes one egg. So I told him, for the amount of money you're going to spend on the dog, spend a little bit more and be 100%.
Put everything in the tent.
Yeah.
And
it. Yeah. And I mean, they have cell phones and, they can get into those things. They had a bunch of paintings that they had brought back, oil paintings and lacquer paintings. And, I just told him, I said, all that stuff can go in. So rather than have the dog miss one egg that might be buried down in a suitcase somewhere, we'll just put the stuff in the tent and, be 100%. So.
Well, that makes sense. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. If people have questions, want estimates for cost and all of that sort of thing, they can go to spraybug.com.
Spraybedbugs.
Spraybedbugs.com.
Right.
You can go to marthanorwalk.com and just wait for the discreet green logo to come up and click on that. That will take you to spraybedbugs.com. And if you want to call Janine to talk to her about this, the phone number is 206-95-GREEN. 206-95-GREEN, and that translates to 206-954-7336. 206-954-7336. Janine, thanks so much for bringing the Princess Leia in. And
I just wanted to hit on one key thing. Mm-hmm. She is a Pleckner dog, and she is great.
Yeah, we didn't even have a chance to get to that. But that's why you're going to be testing this canine caviar to
Absolutely.
See, because the high quality of ingredients and the simple formulas for rotation, which Dr. Pleckner recommends.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she's Dr. Nels has worked on her, and it's
amazing.
She's doing amazing,
amazing,
right?
She is a different dog, and you know, she had to learn how to play.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, we're just going to have you come back in on another Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and we'll concentrate more on Pleckner stuff and Dr. Nels and all of that. But gosh, what a great, great dog she is. And I have to say, next week is our diet and nutrition show. Bob Vella is going to join us. We're going to talk all about canine caviar, feline caviar, find out about the alkaline formula, why I think it is the best quality and the best ingredient label read that I've ever seen, and that Dr. Al Pleckner could have created it himself. And we'll open up phone lines and all that sort of stuff as well. And then I've just got to say, Michael, thank you so much. Happy anniversary. What are you saying?
I'm saying Mystic Radio follows immediately, and happy anniversary.
Well, now, and then besides, we've got a great Sunday of programming. Mystic Radio follows, and then the dog show, right? Julie Forbes. So stay tuned. Aji, thank you. Kathy, thank you. Janine and Princess Leia, thank you. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.